Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
These Democrats, Lee, listening to your news, these Democrats sure are homicidal.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I think that's a fair description. Sure are homicidal. Let's see. We love when police officers get killed. You know, that helps them, help stop them from killing other people. Check. Who said it? Well, only the guy who wants to be the top cop in Virginia. That a problem for Democrats? No. It's good. It's all good. So let's just review. The guy who wants to be the top cop in Virginia, who we're supposed to believe will be a fair arbiter for Republicans who live there and protect them from crime, he won't. Just who he wants to kill. He wants to kill cops. And the head of the Republican head of the legislature at the time and his two children, he wants him to watch them die because he's raising, and I quote, little fascists, unquote. Love to know. I mean, this is just what's leaked out, what we know about. Who else would he like to kill? And why isn't this a problem for Democrat leadership? No. This is scary stuff. This shows you how they talk among themselves, that they don't find this alarming. I mean, can you imagine if the party labels were reversed, Lee?
Oh, please. I mean, let a Republican misgender someone who's confused about their sexuality and they'll have to lose their job or at least their social media account.
Yeah, no. And I mean, like, let me give you another example. South Carolina Judge Diane Goodstein. Okay, the Department of Justice, thank God for this, finally is going state to state to say and say, give us your official voter rolls. We need to scan them to see how many illegals you got on there, how many dead people you got on there, and whether they voted. Good. Finally. I've been begging for that since 2020. It needs to happen. Because we still do not know who was elected president in 2020 because of all of the voting by people who do not exist, are dead, or live in other states, or are illegal immigrants. All the illegal voting, basically. And she said, no, we're not turning over the rolls. And I went, wow, there must be a lot of fake voters on there, Diane, which was a natural reaction. Harmeet Dhillon, who's assistant U.S. attorney for Donald Trump, assistant attorney general for Donald Trump, criticized her. Not violently or anything, just criticized that decision, as I just did there. Well, when Diane Goodstein's home catches fire, just because Harmeet Dhillon criticized the ruling and not in the violent, inflammatory terms that, say, Democrats are fine with in Virginia, the Democrats online, Lee, this got crazy, spread rumors that our side had blown up her home, clearly, because Harmeet Dhillon had criticized not her, but her ruling, which was a bad ruling, was overturned quickly, by the way. So Harmeet Dhillon was correct. And the left was then making plans online to go to Harmeet Dhillon's home, terrorize her, set it on fire, and blow it up online. Again, she is the assistant attorney general of the United States of America. She's the head of the Civil Rights Division, ironically. This went wild on social media, and it trended again and again and again as Democrats spread the rumor that it, of course, had been a MAGA terrorist. Now, what's interesting about how the news works now, and you and I see this all the time because we have the Topic Pulse app, and our company pays a lot of money for it. Big news orgs have it. You can't get it, but it's a fascinating thing to watch every day. It's my favorite toy. And when a lot of people are hits, clicks, likes on a thing, it gets to the top 10, top 20, and all of the news organizations in America, except sometimes liberal ones will black that out if it's bad for them. But for the most part, they'll cover it because we decide what to cover now according to hits, clicks, and likes. And so you can have a bot farm army out there that talks about Diane Goodstein, and you can force it into the national conversation. They did with their paranoia and determination to blow up Harmeet Dhillon's house. It got so bad yesterday, Lee, that no less than the governor, whose golf game is normally never interrupted.
I was waiting for that.
For any reason, okay? Like, someone went out to the golf course and said, yo, Henry, you need to stop this before they blow up Harmeet Dhillon's home. They were sharing her address online. They were doxing her. She was in real danger yesterday. As I said, Democrats sure are homicidal. So Henry McMaster had to tweet yesterday, stop. SLED Chief Mark Keel, so he's the head of state law enforcement here, has announced at this point in the investigation, there's no evidence the horrific fire at Judge Goodstein's home was intentionally set. Good. Fantastic. Because that same 1,000-strong army that shows up at Tom Homan's house, you know, Trump's deportations are, I think they were headed to Harmeet Dhillon's home. God, imagine what they would have done. He says, Henry McMaster, I echo Chief Keel's call for everyone to exercise good judgment and avoid sharing unverified information. And of course, he retweets Keel going, y'all, stop it. Stop this. Lee, it's so bad right now. Just to give you some idea, Tom Homan, and I keep playing this. I don't know why this isn't a bigger story. Tom Homan in interviews has said, I had to move out of my house to protect my wife. I can't live with my family because the hordes of Democrat thugs that show up at my home. Take a listen. This is the unhinged left. Somebody's going to get killed here. This is Tom Homan describing this. By the way, as liberal judges say, nobody's under threat here.
Like I said many times, these elected officials or these non-government organizations, they can't cross the line either. I mean, we got people like, you know, Hakeem Jeffries saying he's going to dox ICE employees, you know, ICE agents out there with masks on. They're wearing masks to protect themselves and their families because they've been doxed, their family's been doxed, their life's been threatened, their families have been threatened. I know myself, I had over 1,000 protesters in my house. I expect that as the borders are, but these men and women are putting their lives online every day. They arrested a lot of bad people yesterday and today. They arrested child sex.
So this is how we have to live. Democrats, Lee, have never experienced this. Only us. That is the difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad. Good for the governor yesterday.
Yeah, I'm glad SLED and,
yeah,
and McMaster both decided to make that point because that's important. I mean, had that been the case, yes, it should have been prosecuted, but it wasn't.
I suspect that what happened yesterday, I don't know this, but I suspect, is that a phone call went out from the DOJ, Trump White House, something to McMaster and Keel, and, you know, to one of them in that nexus, saying, look, you got to stop this. This is spinning out of control online. There is a mob that is gunning for Harmeet Dhillon. And again, all she did was criticize the legality of the ruling.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. They were also blaming Stephen Miller, by the way, for the fire.
Of course.
Because he had, when he was talking about these judges, he had said they're supporting terrorists. He wasn't talking about Goodstein. He's never even commented on that case. He was talking about the judges that won't protect ICE. So they're like conflating stuff. But the problem is they were headed for her house. That's why this came out yesterday. This is where we are. A rumor starts on the internet and the left makes plans to hurt or kill you, blow up your house. And I think what happened was that the Democrats are so eager to find any instance of right wing violence, terror, whatever, to just to blunt what the country's seeing. The mask is slipping on their side, how homicidal and terrifying they are. And they grabbed this and their bot farms tweeted it again and again to raise it, to just create a smokescreen to make it look like it's both sides.
Yeah, they've got to create a distraction, that moral equivalency narrative, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. No. And I pray no one on our side gives into this. We have crazy people on our side, too. It's only 2 to 3% that say, hey, yeah, I'm going to solve my differences with violence, as opposed to 28% in the Democrat Party. As we just saw, by the way, in that NPR PBS poll, Marist poll. Can you imagine? And they admit, yeah, it's Democrats driving this violence. We need to be pure as the wind-driven snow. We do not need to do anything, because we are winning, and we are winning with words and videos and debate the way we should be winning. And so I really hope nobody gives them that example they are so desperate for and tried to create in South Carolina out of what appears to be an ordinary house fire. We hate that it happened, but just ordinary.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who do they kill? The cartels kill whoever's not on their payroll. You don't get to run. They run the place. This has been my biggest fear for this country, that this would happen as the Democrats merged with the gangs. Folks, have you heard the news? Cartel hit put on an ICE agent. $2,000 for information on his whereabouts. Why would you do that? Well, because the Trump administration's finally pressured the Apple Store, the app shops, to get rid of the ice block apps. In other words, where you can track where these agents are. So the cartels have lost track of them. Okay, so that's why the $2,000 reward. $10,000 reward offered for his assassination. By who? Mexican gang leader in Chicago. Let me repeat that. Mexican gang leader in Chicago. Why? He has come of age in this Mexican culture where two groups of people get assassinated. Number one, politicians not on the payroll. Number two, who? Google it. It'll blow your mind. Police officers not on the payroll. You die. Mayors not on the payroll. You die. Police chief not on the payroll. Yeah, your life expectancy is about 9 months to a year. You're going to die. The only way you can even try it is to have your own protection crew armed 24/7 around you, and they still kill you anyway. That just happened in Chicago. I've been warning about it. Listen to the details in this indictment. Oh my gosh, it's so much worse than the headlines. So the ICE agents are out. They're doing their neighborhood patrol, picking up illegals. This has happened in this country for over 100 years. This is not unusual, okay? This is not a dictatorship. This is not some new thing Trump's doing. And they're on patrol. 10 people pull up, ram them, and surround them. You know that part, right? One of them pulls out a gun. They're forced to shoot her. They call 911 for backup. No police come. They also call other ICE agents for backup. Those ICE agents roll in another car. That car is quickly surrounded. So you know the story, right? And they are intimidated. boxed in by violent left-wing thugs. We'll get to them in a minute. What we did not know then, but what we know now from the indictment, is who was coming when the Chicago PD did not respond. This guy, Martinez, Juan Espinoza Martinez, an alleged ranking member of the Latin Kings Mexican gang in Chicago, had ordered his street thugs to pick up guns and head to the scene. This was about to get so much worse. I've got so many questions here. I've told you the Democrat Party is merging. We still don't know who gave the order to hold back the Chicago PD. Now we know a murderous gang member who, thank God, is in custody this morning. There is still some shred of civilization in this post-American blue territory of Chicago. Thank God he is in, and he's charged with soliciting a murder of a federal agent. He needs to go to prison for the rest of his life. Just so that he cannot come back and merge with the Democrat Party again on the streets of Chicago. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you see the two who rammed those agents? You see the one woman who they shot? You notice something about her? What's her last name? Martinez. What's his last name? Martinez. Maybe it's a coincidence. Could be. They're both Hispanic. Were those gang members? See, that's where my mind goes as a crime reporter. Were those gang members? He ordered his gang to pick up their guns and to go after those ICE agents. And they get rammed by two Hispanics, one whose name is Martinez. I don't know. I'm just listing facts. Then as they're pinned down, they're exchanging fire. They're calling the Chicago PD. Chicago PD doesn't come. Did the Chicago PD know that a hit had been put out on them? Did the Chicago PD know that those cartel members, by his orders, were closing in? We dodged something horrible by this much. It's in the 8 pages of the indictment. You can read it if you go to Fox News. They've got a link to it. This is what happens in Mexico. You're either on the payroll or they kill you. This is the model I've been saying for a long time the Democrats prefer. This is why they are getting violent over the ripping out of the cartel structure they have merged with. This is why they care more about ICE picking up gangsters than they do some mom working illegally as a waitress in a kitchen somewhere. And so this is the big detail here that's really getting lost. I didn't even know it till I read the indictment. I almost didn't. It's 8 pages. A lot to read before the show. I thought, well, it's just 8 pages. I'll see if I can whip through it. The complaint says a confidential source told investigators that after the police-involved shooting on October 4th, right? So that's where they have to defend themselves from the woman whose name is also Martinez. Weird. She Latin Kings too? Bet she is. I bet she is. That's what we're going to find out next. So the shooting goes down involving the border agents in Chicago's Brighton Park neighborhood. Martinez, the guy arrested for putting the hit out on the ICE agent, sent Latin Kings members to 39th and Kedzie in response. And it just happens to be the Chicago PD holds back the police. Did they know? Did they know this cartel member was coming to kill these ICE agents? I bet you they did. Whoever gave that order knows. Who is it? I don't know. That's a mystery. Yeah, the police chief, he's right on TV right now on Fox News. Who, me? No, what? No, I never would give an order. Never, never, never. Somebody did. We've got the audio and we've got the screenshot of it on the dispatch system. Some patriot inside that building, inside the dispatch building, leaked it. Somebody gave that order. Who was it? Because we need to get that person We need warrants. We need to see their phone. We need to know who they talk to. I want every phone number. I want every contact. Because I guarantee you it's going to go right back to the Latin Kings. It's going to go right back to the Latin Kings, folks. I've been telling you this is coming. It's here. We're going to make a choice as a country. We are going to come back, go back into these blue Marxist post-American territories where the Democrats are merging with the cartels, and we will not recover from that. Not from that assassination culture. And folks, they love this assassination culture. The Democrats do. They're in love with it. They're in love with the idea of sending cartel hitmen after us. They love it. Exhibit A is Virginia. Top cop, guy running to be the top cop, his position is that it's good when cops die. Also, it's very helpful when his Republican opposition dies and their children. And Democrats not even withdrawing their endorsements of this guy. So where we are this morning, I can't believe where we are this morning. I mean, where are we going to be in a week from now at this rate? Oh, this isn't worse than Watergate. No. This is the Democrat Party using Watergate as a manual, a jumping off point for terrorizing their opposition. Folks, this isn't the first time we've caught them illegally spying on us. Lindsey Graham, by the way, is one of the eight that we found out overnight the Biden administration was illegally spying on. The FBI was illegally spying on. Jack Smith was illegally spying on as part of Arctic Frost. That's only a set. But folks, when Obama was in office, the CIA was spying on Rand Paul and on Lindsey Graham. Illegally. Let me walk back for a moment and tell you why the FBI under Biden might have thought they could get away with this. Do you remember when John Brennan's CIA was caught spying on Dianne Feinstein, Democrat senator at the time, Rand Paul, Lindsey Graham? Basically, it was the whole oversight committee that oversees the CIA. He got caught. He comes before Congress, lies, perjures himself, it's a felony. Us? No, we weren't spying on you. Well, then we get confirmation, yes, they were. He comes back and apologizes for perjury. Ask Mike Flynn about that. Ask Roger Stone about that. They've been convicted of perjury by the FBI. So the FBI seized during the Obama era, the CIA, and look, you know, you commit the felony of perjury and you violate the law by illegally spying on senators. What happens to you? Oh, you could just apologize. It'd be fine. You're deep state. So the FBI went, okay, guess we can just spy on Republicans. And they did. Okay, there's this thing, y'all. It's called the Fourth Amendment. Why do we have the Fourth Amendment? Because the founding fathers were brutalized by British soldiers. There's two things we do not have. One of the things we did not have was a tax. Why do we have any kind of tax in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? This country was supposed to be funded by tariffs. Donald Trump seems to be the only person who remembers that. Because when we had the stamp tax, the British would just come to your house. They didn't like the way you look. Didn't like the sermon. If you were a minister, they hung some of them, by the way. On Sunday, kick the door in and go tearing through your house looking for documents without the stamp tax. The British were absolutely terrorized by this. The British absolutely terrorized us this way. So when we kicked their ass and sent them home, we put in the Fourth Amendment, after giving ourselves free speech and guns, we put in there the Fourth Amendment. What does that mean? Before you can enter someone's home or violate their space or their person with a criminal investigation, you got to go to a judge. You got to present evidence of a crime, say, I need a warrant because I need to go in and get more. Otherwise, it's illegal. You can't do it. Somebody needs to explain this to the Democrat Party. But because Lindsey Graham rolled over like a dog to these people, okay, fine, I guess it's okay if you spied on me. They spied on him again! I'm going to tell you why they did it. I'm going to lay it out throughout the show. I can't do it all in one segment, but I'm trying my best. Eight senators losing their minds yesterday. There is a very specific reason the Democrat Party was spying on them. Very specific reason. And to get into that, in a minute. But first, Ron Johnson, Senator, one of those spied on by the Biden-controlled FBI, who seems to see its job as covering up Democrat crime on the one hand, like just taking all of Hillary's crimes, the classified documents we now have learned in the last 3 months she stole, and you just classify the details of her crimes. That way, if anybody turns whistleblower, says, hey, we caught Hillary committing all these crimes. She was stealing classified data for some reason. And you go to prison, not Hillary, because you leaked classified info. It's brilliant. So on the one hand, the FBI, we've caught them the last 3 months covering up Democrat crime. On the other hand, they use the spy apparatus in this country to illegally spy on people without what's called predicate, meaning I didn't go to judge, I didn't present evidence of a crime, I didn't get a warrant. I'm just a Democrat and I can do whatever the heck I want. Here's one of the victims, Ron Johnson, yesterday in a press conference.
They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. Again, I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American.
You bet.
So this is major corruption that's being revealed inside the Obama and Biden Department of Justice, the FBI. There's no predicate. There's no reason for this other than a fishing expedition, which again should outrage and shock every American.
Yeah. It should absolutely shock every American. What can we take away from this, folks? What's the bottom line? They pursued Trump on trumped up fake charges, show trials that across the five of them would have put him in prison for up to 700 years. He was facing 700 years, folks. And what happened? Republican leadership went, oh, yeah, he's politically torched. We'll just abandon him. They didn't fight back. Remember how I screamed bloody murder day after day? Someone stand with him. He is standing alone in front of the court. Democrats looked at that and went, well, shoot. Republican leadership doesn't care if we put Republicans in prison on trumped up charges. Let's put them all away. And they did Arctic Frost. 92 organizations surveilled, including Charlie Kirk's. No predicate, no warrant. We still don't know who the 30 people's devices were they were spying on. I guarantee you Charlie Kirk was one of them. He was giving them fits. He registered 600,000 people across five swing states and got 400,000 of them to vote with an army of 1,500 ballot chasers. You think they weren't listening to every single conversation he had? You bet they were. He's one of the 30. Why? They were going to frame the entire Republican leadership ecosystem of our grassroots, of our party, and put us all in prison. I can't blame them. I mean, the Republican leadership sure didn't object when they did it to Trump. They were going to do it to them. They were going to do it to them. Folks, Jack Smith, who should be arrested, and the FBI and the Democrats didn't just intend to put Trump away for the rest of his life on those fake charges in Arctic Frost. Folks, they intended to lock up the leadership of the entire GOP ecosystem. Show trials, hold on yards. If Trump didn't win, we'd be watching it. This is what weakness brings. And I'm just getting started on this because I know why they did it. And no one else is going to explain this to you the way I will. That'll be in the next hour at 7:35. Folks, it got so far that after there was a fire on Edisto Island at a Democrat judge's home here in South Carolina. She's a judge in South Carolina, who, by the way, was recently overruled. She tried to keep the Department of Justice from getting their hands on the voter rolls of South Carolina so they could go find fake voters, which tells you there's a lot of fake voters. She knows. There's a lot of fake voters on those rolls. That's why she tried to block the Justice Department. Justice Department got it anyway. Harmeet Dhillon, who is the Assistant Attorney General for Donald Trump, criticized her, and rightly, for that ruling, because it was boneheaded. And Democrats took to X, blaming Harmeet Dhillon for the fire. Before we even know, you know, was it a bomb? It looked like something exploded. Did it catch in the kitchen? We don't know. Publishing Harmeet Dhillon's address and directing their violent hate mobs to her house so they could, I guess, theoretically blow her house up too. including Democrat representative, Democrat Congressman Daniel Goldman of New York, blamed the fire at the South Carolina Circuit Court judge's property on the political right. No evidence, which is when they began gunning for her mate Dylan, publishing her address. So understand, if you make a legitimate criticism of a liberal judge's ruling, which happens every day in America because their rulings are so outrageous, you may have your home burned down by a liberal mob. Goldman blamed the extreme right for the inferno at the home of Judge Diane Schaefer Goldstein, asserting it was an act of arson. So incredibly, our governor had to come off the golf course. I can't imagine the suffering because he doesn't do anything. And I've never seen a politician like that guy. I mean, normally you got a rhino and he's squishy, you know, he's like really a Democrat, wants to do Democrat things, pretends to be a Republican. Henry McMaster's so dang lazy, he doesn't do anything. Anyway, so he actually came off the golf course yesterday and did something. Well, I'm guessing actually it's probably his staff wrote the tweet. But anyway, yeah, because who wants to miss tea time? Anyway, he had to put a thing out saying, no, South Carolina law enforcement has investigated this. We cannot find any evidence of arson at this time to keep them from burning down Harmeet Dylan's house. Anyway, Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, trashed and good the Democrats for this, trashed the Democrat congressman for this. Quote, while you post your libelous madness, we will keep focused on delivering public safety and fighting domestic terror. I got to tell you, I hope they're sending some sort of protective detail to our house because there's still a lot of left out there who thinks that Henry McMaster and SLED, this is what they're doing this morning, is covering up for the MAGA terrorist. Yeah, sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.